The study took a critical look at water use data provided by natural gas drillers over the past couple of years to the Department of Environmental Protection, data operators are required to provide under the Horizontal Well Control Act of 2011. The study interprets that data as well as compares it to the data reported in Pennsylvania, where the gas industry is substantially more developed. The president of Morgantown-based environmental firm Downstream Strategies, Evan Hansen, began his explanation by showing an image of what once was a pit where waste fluid from a fractured hydraulic well used to be stored.
This is a waste pit that's located in West Virginia, and you'll notice that there's no waste in it. And that's because it was recently pumped dry before this photo was taken. And the liner, that plastic liner, is actually being removed. The reason is that in this case, the flowback fluid that was stored there was draining through cracks in the liner directly into the bedrock that underlies this pit and contaminating the drinking water aquifer.
Hansen explains that groundwater monitoring data was collected before, during, and after development of the site. The data confirms pollution levels increased in the drinking water. He says it's a cautionary tale that underscores the importance of diligent attention to water issues related to oil and gas development. Hansen says there are about 2,000 well sites in West Virginia and 9,000 in Pennsylvania. He says the average Marcellus well in West Virginia injects about 5 million gallons of water into wells as fracking fluid.
And by far, most of the water in West Virginia comes from surface water. It's that 81%. Plus some portion of the purchased water. That's water purchased, for example, from local water utilities.
Hansen found that 8% of the 5 million gallons that goes into each well comes back up, flowback. He says the DEP and the industry should be applauded for adopting new recycling practices, so about 75% of that flowback is now being reused. He says the remainder is disposed of in deep well injections.
So that's important because every gallon of water that comes from reuse rather than a freshwater withdrawal is protective of the environment.
Hansen adds that tracking this waste should continue to be a priority. West Virginia already sees 100 million gallons of wastewater each year, and Pennsylvania, across the border, sees nearly a billion gallons of waste each year. Hansen's report also indicates a need to improve data collection and reporting requirements. Hansen says one of his biggest concerns is that West Virginia law only requires operators to report flowback water. It's a different story in Pennsylvania, where flowback only accounts for 38% of reported waste.
In Pennsylvania, all types of waste are reported, which is where this data came from. And not only are all types reported, but the reporting occurs every 6 months into the future. So there's a good full accounting of waste generated from Marcellus operations in Pennsylvania. It's different in West Virginia, though.
Operators in West Virginia are required to submit data once a year, but according to Hansen's report, only about a third comply. And moreover, errors in the data submissions are common.
Roughly one-third of the data we found to be suspect, and we decided to eliminate it before we crunched our numbers because we wanted to make sure that the data we used for our analysis was self-consistent and reliable.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.